of Ephesians, chapter 3, the third chapter of Ephesians, page 1252 in your Schofield Reference Bible. We'll be reading responsively verses 13 through 21. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 13 through 21, the text verse being the 19th verse. And may we stand, please, and stand for the reading of God's Word. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, and let's finish together, please. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And let's pray. Father, bless now, we pray, this hour of hearing thy word, and how we pray for thy blessing to be upon our preacher. Thank you for good preaching. Thank you for a good church. Thank you for good fellowship. And we thank you so much for meeting with us. How good you are, and how we praise thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, give us what you had in mind. May we receive what you had in mind when you instructed your preacher to bring this message today. Open our hearts to the truths that we'll hear and consider. Amen. I don't guess I have a life verse. The verse that I sign when I sign a Bible is Daniel 12:3. The wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn men into righteousness as the stars forever and ever. I think the most important verse in the Bible is John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But I want to give you this morning, read to you without your turning to it, the most important verse, or the verse that affects my preaching the most. I think one of the most overlooked passages in all the Bible. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Let's take that backwards. These things are the only things you're supposed to think on. The things that are true, the things that are honest. Now, by the way, that means meet all these qualifications, not just one, not some smutty truth, not some truth that's not honest, some truth that's not pure. Think on these things, the Bible says. Things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, are beautiful truth. Are things that are of good report, if there be any virtue, things that are virtuous, and things that are praiseworthy, if there be any praise, think on these things. I want to speak this morning on the subject, and this is so vital, filled with the love of God. Filled with the love of God. I wish that I could transfer one thing from me to you. Now, there are many things I have I would not want to transfer to you. This head of hair, I wouldn't want you to have it. I thank God I have it. That's all I got. I was on an airplane the other day, and the stewardess had pigtails. And I asked her if she thought my hair would look good done in that way. And she said, "Sir, you can only have one pigtail on one side. That's over here." And so, but I would not want to transfer my esophagus to you. You can have it, but I wouldn't want you to have it. I wouldn't even want to transfer my brain to you, though I do have enough brain to go around the whole bass section of the choir. But I wish I could transfer one thing to you. I wish I could transfer my awareness to you. My awareness. I sit on this platform, and I look out and say, I'm pastor here. These are my people, and I'm God's representative today to bring the message from the Word of God to my people. Now, to me, by the time I get up here to preach, I'm about to die. I'm ready to go. I mean, I think about it. I'm aware. And look, folks, I don't know how many times I've got left to preach. So I'm not going to miss enjoying a one of them. I'm preaching this morning, but I'm doing more than that. I'm thinking about the blessed, marvelous, wonderful privilege that's mine right now. I am an ambassador for Jesus at this very moment. He could not be here. He's booked solid at the right hand of the Father, interceding for your sins, and that's a solid booking. So, he couldn't be here this morning. And since he couldn't be here, I'm here as his representative. Listen, I don't care where I preach, and I preach about 20 times a week. I don't care where I preach. I'm aware of the blessed, marvelous, unspeakable privilege of representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I always, listen, over 40,000 times I represented him. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've never enjoyed preaching like I enjoy it now, and the reason is I've learned to be filled with the awareness of the blessedness of preaching. I hold this book in my hand. And I think, as I read it, this is the Word of God. It always was. It always will be. It is the eternal, blessed Word of God, the very Word of God. And I have a copy, and for 37 years I've been preaching it, and for 45 years I've been studying it. This is the Word of God. Listen, I don't know how many more times I'll have on this earth to open this book. And I'm not going to open it casually. I'm going to be aware of what it is. I wish everybody in this room could enjoy the music like I enjoy it. I wish you could. I want to sometimes heard somebody whispering a while ago, Miss Colson is playing that song. I forgot what it was, in the garden? In the garden. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And I heard somebody go, and I wanted to reach out and grab you and shake you and say, listen to that song. What a message. And he walks with me. Hey, think about that. He walks with me. And he talks with me. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? I mean, God walks with me. And God talks with me. And yet, the honest truth is, most of us didn't know what she said. I wish everybody could have listened to the Chamber's song a while ago like I did. And been blessed like I was. I never sing a song. But what I mean that. I never sing a song. I won't sing. I won't sing it if I'm not thinking about it. I mean, I wish everybody could know the joy of when you sing the song, be aware of it. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent Word. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief
rejoice to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. I mean, awareness of it. I sit on an airplane, and sometimes I'll sit on that airplane, and I'll say to myself, I am a child of God. I told a student the other day, I said, do you know what I am? I was afraid you'd tell me. And she said, what? And I said, I am a child of God. She didn't quite think it was as important as I did. But I mean, I think about it. I stop. My name, Jack Fraser Hiles, is written in heaven. Now, Jesus said, don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you. That's okay, but that's not big league. He said, but rather rejoice that your names are written indelibly in the Lamb's Book of Life. I wish you could be aware of it. I feel like Dr. Bob Gray said one time, he was preaching to a crowd that was sort of dead. You're not dead, but he's preaching, and he said, don't just sit there, feel something. I sit alone many times about to eat maybe a salad or a light meal. And I never sit down to eat. I mean, I never sit down to eat without stopping and thinking about those little children in Luxor, Egypt, with flies all over their little dirty bodies and little ribs sticking out because they were starving to death, holding out their little bony hands, asking me for a bite, a morsel of food, or a dime, or a nickel, or a penny. I never do. I don't know how many meals I've got left. Let's see. If I live to be 70, I'll be 57 next month. That's 13 more years. And this is six meals a day. I don't know how many meals I've got left. But I am not, if God will help me, I'm not going to eat one of them without being aware how good God has been to me. And then, of course, this is the thought. I think of God loving me. 10 consecutive Sundays I've spoken on the love of God. And I'll be honest with you, I could do it from now on the rest of my ministry and never miss a message and never preach the same one. As I shine heaven's hue and the hue of the Holy Spirit on the most marvelous subject known to man. You know, listen, what good is it to be loved if you don't dwell on it? Boy, he loves me. And Brother John, if Elaine loves you, it doesn't mean it'll make a difference if you don't stop and say, Elaine loves me. I don't know why she loves me.
I don't either.
But she loves me. I'm her guy. And she loves me. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in one place, dwell on the love of God. And let your mind be so filled with dwelling on the love of God that there's no room for anything else to enter your mind. That's what the Bible means when it says being filled with the love of God. Being filled with the love of God. Now, how do you do it? Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Listen, folks, I don't think you understand completely what preaching is all about. But I come before you every Sunday morning and every Sunday night. And I can only give out to you what's come into me. If I've been thinking, and I'm no Norman Vincent Peale. I'm like Adlai Stevenson said, I think Paul's appealing and Peale's appalling. I'm no Norman Vincent Peale. I'm no power of positive thinking stuff. So, you know, if you think you're well, you're well. Not me. When I'm sick, I know I'm sick. And you can't think yourself well. But I tell you what, I'm not going to walk in this pulpit on a Sunday morning after having fed on garbage. And I'm not talking today just about a dirty movie or a dirty magazine. I'm talking about what our minds think about. And dwell. Listen, I want to be in this pulpit. I want to be so full of the love of God. I want to overflow. I want to bubble over on you. But if I've been thinking about negative things and hearing negative things and talking about, and I'm not talking about dirt and trash and filth and garbage. I'm talking about, did you hear about so-and-so? Did you happen to so-and-so? I don't want that. No, no, no. I don't care if it's true. I don't want it. I don't want it. Get out of it. It'll clutter my mind. I want to be so filled with the love of God and that which is pure and that which is right and that which is righteous and that which is holy and that which is true and that which is worthy of praise. I want to be so filled that I'll come to you with a positive mind filled with the love of God on Sunday so you can leave saying, I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. And this is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. And boy, that scripture, you'd be surprised. You'd be shocked what it would do for my preaching if I would fellowship with preachers like most preachers do and sit there and hear about, did you hear about this preacher that got mad at this one, and hear about this college that won't fellowship with this one, and did you hear about this preacher and what he did and how he got voted out of his church? I'm just not going to put things like that in my mind. Why? Because on Sunday morning, I've got to pour out to you what's been poured in to me. And I'm going to think about those things. That's one reason why I stay by myself a lot. If I'm by myself, brother, what's your name? Brother Larry? If I'm by myself, I can decide what to think about. But if I'm with you, you decide what to think about if you want to talk. But I can decide what I think about. And I resolved years ago to fill myself with things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are good report. Not bad report, 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 good report. And things that are praiseworthy. I cannot to save my life understand why God's people get together and we'll talk about some guy in California that ran off with a teenager in the church somewhere when you could sit there and talk about that word is the word of God and I hold it in my hand. I'm saved. God loves me. Jesus is my Savior, and I want to fill myself with that. And if I fill myself with those things, I won't have any room to take in things that are not lovely and not beautiful and not of a good report and not virtuous and not worthy of praise. I want to take in those things. I want to bubble over on you on Sunday. I want to come here and I want you to say that guy is happy because God loves him. But I can't spend all week listening to garbage. I was in Virginia. Now follow me carefully. I was in Virginia. A pastor there had done something bad. I don't know what it was. I know he had resigned his church. Had something to do with his family. I don't know what it was. I had preached for him twice. Now he had resigned his church, and I was preaching for him. I preached at the same church, different pastor, in Virginia. I got off the airplane. A pastor met me at the airplane, and I got in the car. I'm going to call this preacher that had to resign his church, Brother Jones. It wasn't Brother Jones. I want to call him Brother Jones. And I said, I've been here twice under Brother Jones. Third time I've been here. But the first two times, Brother Jones is pastor. And he said, did you hear what happened to Brother Jones? And I said, no, and I do not want to hear what happened to Brother Jones. You say, why did you say that? Because I've got to preach to you next Sunday morning, and I don't want to preach on things that are unlovely. I don't want to fill my mind with what Brother Jones did, what mistake Brother Jones made, what the sin Brother Jones... I don't care about that. Tell me about somebody that hasn't done anything wrong. Tell me about somebody who went soul winning last week. Tell me about some preacher who had a great revival. Let me hear about somebody who had a great Sunday school day. Let me hear about somebody who's in love with God and God is blessing. I don't want to hear about that. Why? Because I fill my mind with things that aren't lovely and things that are bad report. And this, I stayed there, preached four times, stayed there 2 days, went to and from the airport with the pastor, and I still don't know what happened to Brother Jones, and I don't want to know what happened to Brother Jones. You say, why? You must be a good Christian. No, I got to preach. Boy, I want to walk into this pulpit on cloud nine. I want to walk up here and say, glory to God, I'm saved. Glory to God, I have the Bible. Glory to God, Holy Spirit lives inside of me. Ladies and gentlemen, I could do you a favor that'll change your life forever if you'll decide that you're going to take only good reports in from now on. Only good reports. Only things for which you can pray. Hey, if you've got to, here, if you've got to say, oh, is that right? You just heard something not good for you. If you've got to say, I never thought he'd do that, you just heard something not good for you. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to pour out what you don't get in. That which comes into a man is going to pour out, and that will defile him, the Bible said. And that's why God, listen, God loves you, and He loves you, and God always will love you, and God always has loved you, and nothing can stop God from loving you, and Jesus loves you, and the Holy Spirit of God loves you, and God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, and Jesus so loved you, He died. Hey, you've got enough to think of for a lifetime. Get full of it. Get full of it. Get full of it. I must fill my mind with love, the love of Christ. A certain organization in this country had some serious trouble. I won't call the name, but serious trouble. I was on the board. And so some of the employees decided to try to unseat the boss man. I heard about it. I got in the airplane, flew over there. I called the board together. I didn't have the power to, but I did. I do a heap of stuff I haven't got the power to do. I called them together. And I said, I want to put my arm around the boss man. I want to tell you, I'm for the boss man. And I said, this is nothing more than a little cheap church split. And I'm for the boss man. And I said, you folks are against him. You know me. You love me. I've known you for years. Why didn't you contact me? And they said, and I wanted to shout when they said it. They said it. We knew it wouldn't do any good. We knew how you would stand. Yeah. They knew I wouldn't listen to a bad report. They knew what they had to say to me wasn't true. They knew it wasn't honest. They knew it wasn't pure. They knew it wasn't lovely. They knew it wasn't a good report. They knew it had no virtue. They knew we couldn't praise. Listen, if somebody tells you something and you can't say when they get through, praise the Lord. You just heard something you shouldn't have heard. Look, I'm not trying to get you to talk well about me or not listen to anything bad about me. I want you to be healthy. I want you to have the joy of the Lord. And you say, preacher, how can I do that? You do it by being filled with the love of Christ. I got a call yesterday, my dear brother. I'm sorry, I called him. And he said, did you hear about Pastor so-and-so? And what he did this and so. And I said, hey, I don't believe he did it. I don't believe he did it. Well, he said, so-and-so told me. I said, I don't believe he did it. In the first place, listen, what kind of a judge would it be who would have a trial and only one side give his case? Only one side. And the judge hears that side and said, boy, oh boy, folks, have you ever counseled with a couple having trouble? When I talk to the lady, but the fourth time she gets through, I want to get the fellow's teeth in my fist. I want to put him in confinement, a penitentiary, isolation ward. Then he comes in and tells his side of it. By the time he gets through, I want to confine her to the insane asylum. And yet, what kind of judge would hear one side and say, the fellow's not here, haven't heard his side, but a confining to life in prison. You'd say, hold it, Judge, hold it. You haven't heard the other side. And yet there are people all over this room today who judged this week, and you haven't heard the other side yet.
He said, well, I think I'll try to seek out the other side. I got a better idea than that. Don't seek out the first side. Just fill your mind with the love of Christ. God loves me. And I can understand this. I can understand why. With that book sitting there, a love story from God. And there you are reading Ladies' Home Journal. I'll tell you a good Ladies' Home Journal. How about trying Ephesians chapters 5 and 6? Beautiful Ladies' Home Journal. I understand it. God says here, He says, fill yourself with my love. Let your heart and your mind be so filled with that which is pure, with that which is lovely, with that which causes praise, with that which gives a good report, with that which is true, with that which is righteous, with that which is good. Be filled with God's love. And then there won't be any room for anything else to creep in. That will be in. You know, the mind's like a computer. We're talking the other day. Some of us about somebody that told something dirty spontaneously. I think last night we were talking about it. Pastor's meeting. And we're laughing about something, and somebody said something about a mistake somebody made. It was all in cutting up. And somebody said, that was just, that person didn't mean to say that. That person just came out. I know it just came out because it went in. If it hadn't gone in, it wouldn't come out. And whatever kind of person you are is determined. You say, well, my disposition is such, all fooey on that kind of stuff. Well, I'm sanguine. I haven't got that much confidence, all that sanguine, all that stuff. See how you can. What is sanguine? Is that good or bad? Is that loud or soft? Help me. I'm not loud. Okay. Everybody can be a sanguine. I'm transferred from melancholic to a sanguine, just like that. And brother, it is sin for you to say, well, I'm just sort of a quiet type person, and I'm sort of depressed easily because I'm melancholic. Well, I've got something that can cure your colic. I can make a sanguine out of all of you. Fill yourself with God's love! Just stop and say, God loves me! Woo! I can make a Pentecostal out of all that. God loves me! He always has loved me. Never was a day when God didn't love me. And nobody can keep God from loving me. And height cannot keep God from loving me. And death cannot keep God. And principalities, the devil's forces, can't keep God from loving me. And God always will love me. God loves me! That'll make a sanguine out of all the melancholics. Now, fill your mind. Fill it. I want to say this too. The ladies get blamed for all these bad reports, but I want to tell you something. Some of the fellows, they spread more bad reports. Some of the fellows are men. Some of the people, and I'll tell you nothing. Teenagers are very good at these bad reports. Let me tell you something, folks. If you will think on things that are lovely and think on things that are pure and only receive good reports, but you say, preacher, the report I heard is bad. It's true. It's true. I don't care if it's true or not. It's not lovely. You're not supposed to think about it. But you say, Brother House, I'm not scolding you. I'm trying to tell you that you've got a mind, and that mind is going to send forth what it goes in, and you're going to be the kind of person of what you take in. And if you'll just take in the love of Christ, God loves me. He always will love me. And you bathe yourself in the love of God and fill yourself with the love of Christ, you will not have time for all the stuff. I wonder how many times across this country I'll be talking to some preacher. He'll say, hey, Brother House, isn't it too bad about? And he'll stop and say, oh, you don't want to hear that, do you? And I said, probably not. fellow told me something this week, and as soon as he said it, I said, I don't believe it. He said, I shouldn't have told that to you, should I? You know why? So because you want to be a good Christian. No. Because you want to be right with God. That isn't it. This is it. I've got to give out to you. You're my people. If I love you, I've got to fill my mind with positive thoughts, not negative ones. I love that little story, and you've heard me tell it, but I love it, I love it, I love it. One of the sweetest little stories I know. Little girl in the hospital, she's pretty sick. And the nurse came in that morning to start the day off and give the little girl her medicine. And the nurse walked in, grumpy and grouchy. The little girl said, good morning, nurse. The little girl was a Christian. She said, good morning, nurse. And the nurse said, good morning. She said, how are you, nurse?
Fine.
Isn't it a pretty day, nurse?
Oh, no.
Sort of like you are in the morning before your coffee. And the little girl looked up and said, nurse, I bet you didn't hear the good news, did you? And the nurse said,
what good news?
I bet you haven't heard the good news, have you? She said, did you hear the good news? I love that. You know, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing if everybody in this room today would just start saying, did you hear the good news? Did you hear the good news? The little girl said, didn't hear the good news, did you? The nurse said, what good news? She said, did you hear that Jesus got born?
Yeah, I heard it.
He said, if you heard the good news, why could you be so grumpy? Did you hear the good news? Hey, did you hear the good news? Did you hear the good news that God loves you? Did you hear the good news that before there was ever a mountain or a valley or a lake or a tree or a flower, God loved you? Hey, did you hear the good news? That 10 billion, billion, million, trillion, zillion years from now, God will still love you? Did you hear the good news? Huh? Did you hear the good news? Nobody can keep God from loving you. Did you hear the good news? The devil can't keep God from loving you. Did you hear the good news? God loves you, and God always will love you. Hey, did you hear the good news? Jesus loves me. Did you hear the good news? The Holy Spirit loves me. Did you hear the good news? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Did you hear the good news? Did you hear the good news? But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Did you hear the good news? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Did you hear the good news? And I, John, saw the holy city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. Did you hear the good news? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Did you hear the good news? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you hear the good news? He that dwelleth in the secret place in the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Did you hear the good news? O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. When I consider thy works, the work of thy hands, the sun, the moon, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? Did you hear the good news? Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Did you hear the good news? Did you hear the good news? Did you hear the good news? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. But if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And these things are all wrapped up in one little phrase, the love of God. The love of God. Fill yourself with the love of God. Father,